From the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report on the income statement of the Care Management Organization, CMO, under Family Care. This also goes to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors, you have before you, as Ms. Mapp said, the income statement for the MCO, so Mr. Hudson can answer any questions you might have on that particular document.
Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors, this is the results of our operations consolidated for the first 9 months of 2012. Roughly $206 million in revenues, we have a $392,000 loss. There is a footnote here, and the footnote refers to typically we get what they call the potential to receive some additional revenue through what they call an acuity adjustment, and that's based on the members and care intensity. Our estimate at this point was about $795,000. We haven't received confirmation from the state yet, so basically we haven't recorded that revenue, so that's not that's not reflective in these numbers. We will be receiving some data to confirm our estimates with what the state comes back with. So there is some, I guess what I'm trying to share with the group is there is some potential to receive some additional revenue that might offset some of our losses this year yet. I don't know if there's any other questions.
Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Thank you. This is Milwaukee and Racine combined?
Yes.
Is one or the other more responsible for the loss? I guess the question is, you know,
sure.
Is Racine? I mean, can we attribute this loss to Racine County or?
The losses are, for Racine, we have a $48,800 loss out of the $392. But we've also identified the issues behind that, and we're working on that as we speak to turn that around and at least get to a break even.
Are your experiences there kind of relatively consistent with what you experience in Milwaukee County, relative to member utilization?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo. What we are seeing is because obviously it's a different environment. It's a less urban area than Milwaukee, not perhaps as rich in services as Milwaukee County is. But I think where we have individuals are in many of the same placements. We're seeing sort of the same distribution of target groups that we had expected to see. A slight difference, but it's sort of balancing itself out. But I think in terms of the utilization, we're looking at a lot of the same issues. And as Mr. Hudson pointed out, the losses, relatively speaking, small. But we want to make sure again that we do the same things in that area that we do every day in Milwaukee, which is to make sure that you are receiving the services that you need to meet your outcomes, that they're tailored for you. And that they make sense, that you're getting the services at the right cost, in the right place. We have scheduled some meetings with providers to look at continuing to refine the rate structures there. So it's a different environment, again, because the population is more diffuse in terms of the geographic area as opposed to a more close-in urban area. As we go along, we learn every day in Milwaukee County, and this has been 12 years, so we learn every day there as well.
Thank you.
Okay. This is an informational report. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? All right, seeing none, we will take, what is the pleasure of the committee, 30, 45 minutes?
30.
What?